Labrador. Another dawn out from Greenland. Whales bellowing in the icy sea and the vast sky resounding with wind. Once more I felt that breadth of mind like being drunk. But this was colder and more clear than anything that might come out of a jug. It was what I'd always lived for, what I always will live for, till they throw me into the trough of the waves I used to dance over. There are those who delight in a storm of swords, and those who make public speech with words. These are the warriors and the governors. I have preferred other ways, the lonely ways of the sky of sand. In all my lonely ongoings, I have thought of many things. I have thought of the earth and its beginnings, when time was a sequence of cold dawns, and space was full of the wings of hallucinated birds. I have dreamed of a primal place, a place of rocks, quick streams, and emptiness. Each morning, the sun rising in the chill sea of the east, and throughout the long day throbbing above the rocks, above the waters. The earth, then, was a nameless place. I have been in love with nameless places. Now there are too many names. Norway of the Blue Streams is rank with names. The Hebrides and even Greenland. Names, 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 and a welter of angry clamorings. It was time to move farther west. And so another dawn out from Greenland, and still no other land in sight, only the green waves and the wind, and a vision strong in the mind. I also named a place, a place of great rocks and the sun glinting on them. A place filled with a rush and a flowing of waters. I called it the Marvelous Shore. I lived a winter there. It was a time of white silence. I carved a poem on the rocks in praise of winter and the white silence, among the best ruins ever done. Men with long eyes and high cheekbones came to visit me. I gave them cloth. They gave me skins. There was peace between us. When spring came, all the streams running with light and the big river reflecting the sky, I travelled further south into a land of forest. I met red men there, dressed like birds. I was aware of a new land, a new world, but I was loath to name it too soon. Simply content to use my senses, feeling my way step by step into the reality. I was no longer a Christian, nor yet had I gone back to Thor. There was something else calling me out and waiting, perhaps, to be called. Something sensual and yet abstract, something fearsome and yet beautiful. It was beyond me, and yet more myself than myself. I thought of talks in Norway, the talk of poets and of thinkers. I thought of high talk in the Hebrides. Here was no place for Christ or Thor. Here the earth worked out its destiny of rocks and trees and sunlight and darkness. Worked out its destiny in silence. I tried to learn the language of that silence, more difficult than the Latin I learned in Bergen or the Irish in Dublin. A whole new field in which to labour and to think. And with every step I took, I knew a singular health, mind every day more sharp, more clear. I hazarded some more names, after weighing them carefully every one, trying them out in my mind and on my tongue. Great Whale River, Eskimo Point, Indian House Lake, Caribou Pass. But still no name for the whole. I was willing to name the parts, but not the whole. A man needs to fix his knowledge, but he also needs an emptiness in which to move. I lived and moved as I had never done before. Became a little more than human even, knew a larger identity. The track of caribou in the snow, the flying of wild geese, the red autumn of the maple tree bitten by frost. All these became more real to me, more really me than my very name. I find myself still saying things like, at one with the spirit of the land. But there was no spirit, none. That was outworn language, and this was a new world. And my mind was almost a new mind. There was no such thing as spirit. Only the blue tracks in the snow, the flying of the geese, the frostbitten leaf. Religion and philosophy, what I'd learned in the churches and the schools, were all too heavy for this travelling life. All that remained to me was poetry, but a poetry as unobtrusive as breathing, a poetry like the wind and the maple leaf that I spoke to myself, moving over the land. I am an old man now, an old man, very old. I have cut these runes on a rock to be my testament. Perhaps no one will read them, and that is no matter. They will stand on the rock, beside the scratchings of the ice, open to wind and weather.